Goodbye, farewell, happy this ain't I'll do. Goodbye, goodbye, I'll be the same.
Goodbye.
Good morning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And we are saying goodbye to one of our dear friends, Henry. And Henry has been with us this past week, and he has had his eyes, ears, and nose full of all sorts of fascinating things. He's been a very busy boy this week. But he's taking off this morning for Florida. And he's going to Florida where he says there is not a day in the year when the sun does not shine. And Seville is here from Nigeria. And Seville says there's not a day in the year that the sun does not shine in Nigeria. It's always out, if not for a short moment, for long moments. And sometimes it rains for long moments, and sometimes it rains for short moments. And we would love to have Henry's rain and Seville's rain from Nigeria. And, of course, London just has its fog, doesn't it, Christy? And it does. It does encourage things to grow, because the weather is moist. It's like having a blanket of moisture over your garden, and it just encourages your garden to grow. But I don't know, does it really?
It does.
It does.
Plus intelligence, you become very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. That's good too. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm. So, what happens when friends come? We told Henry, Henry, give your wife a big hug and a kiss from us and tell her we enjoyed hearing about her every minute of your stay here. Every other word was Kathy. And so we've gotten to know Kathy quite well. We've never met her. One day we'll have that privilege, but we've never met her. But we've met her through Henry's happiness, through Henry's happy words, and through Henry's life. In fact, we met Henry's whole family. We met his kids, and we met his grandkids, and we met his great-grandkids, and we met his great-great-grandkids, and things, kids that he didn't even know he had. And Henry is just a very remarkable, exciting man. And what makes him remarkable and exciting is that Henry picks up a philosophy from wherever he finds it and makes it his. Henry used to do a lot of talking about philosophy. And he would tell about other people's philosophy, what other people thought, what other people said, because Henry didn't think that what he said was that valuable. And then, as Henry studied more and more, he found that these other philosophers, these other great men in philosophy, that they're saying the same thing he's saying. And he thinks to himself, well, now, I don't need to quote them. I just say it from my heart, and that's enough. I like me. All is in divine order. What
I'm
are the
peace.
Others?
Hmm? I'm peace.
I'm peace.
I'm ideal.
I'm ideal.
I live the ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live the ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I'm number one.
I'm number one.
I'm God.
I am myself, and I have found.
Got where I wanted to go. I am myself, and I have fun.
I am myself, and it is so wonderful.
That's out of the Joy Songs, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, we must memorize it one of these days. But now, since you know it so well, Seville, sing it for us. That's good. Sing it for us.
I am myself, and I have fun. This is so wonderful. I live my life from my inner son, and all I dream is done. I like me, I like me, I like me, I am myself, and I have lots of fun. I like me. This is so wonderful. I see me fit and gay. I like me, I like me, I like me.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Bravo. Thank you. Deville, you are always full of surprises. I knew you were good, and I knew you were very good, but I didn't know you were that good. That's great. You remember the words from the Joy Song book. We'll be getting the Joy Song book out again, another edition, and everybody says, well, don't cut out some of the songs, just add more to it,
yes.
You know. And so we will get this Joy Song book out, and then we'll really get going. And your nephew said he wanted to put it to music, to the music that it's supposed to go to. So we'll get that Joy Song book to him so he can do that. That'll be very wonderful. Now, Henry, what are you going to do when you take your wife into your arms as you walk in the door? Is that later today? Yeah.
Yeah, late.
Late tonight? This evening.
11:30.
11:30. Yes. Is she going to pick you up?
Yep.
She's going to pick you up?
Yep.
My goodness, she must love you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
She wouldn't do anything else.
Correct.
It's going to make her whole day.
And it certainly makes your day, too.
And she says, by the way, on the way home, you got to fill up the car with gas.
That's always a good idea too. When we say goodbye to friends, we don't really say goodbye. We merely move them in another area in our heart, mm-hmm. from the visible area to the invisible area. But they're always there, and they're always wonderful and powerful and dynamic and glorious. And they're not like on a boat going out to sea and they disappear over the horizon, and we call that sometimes the final parting of our togetherness on this plane. But hey, none of those things ever have to be. We live immortally. We live forever. And as soon as we stop dying ourselves, as soon as we stop killing ourselves by saying we die, we'll live. But we do anything we want to do. If you want to live, you live. If you want to die, you die. If you want to keep this body eternally and have this body be in its ideal state eternally, then start blessing it. Start blessing your body. Start saying, I like my body. My body is beautiful. My body is perfect. My body is wonderful. If you don't like it, well, get out of it now. Why waste all this time fooling around? But if you like your body, then start telling your body so. And this is why I suggest to each of you, you do the energy massage for yourself. Now, Henry doesn't do the energy massage for his wife, and his wife doesn't do it for him. They each do it for themselves. Because you can do it for each other, and that's kind of a charming, friendly way of doing something. But it's not as effective. Your body wants to know that you love it. You see, that's the point. Your body wants to know that you love it. Everybody else can love your body and say, Henry, man, you're a good-looking man. Henry, you're a fantastic man. Henry, you got charisma. Henry, you got shazam. You know, you're everything. You're fantastic. But if your body doesn't know that, if your body doesn't know that, you know, we can look at a lot of people. Manly P. Hall, he was a fantastic man, a philosopher of great repute. And he had the Philosophical Society here in Los Angeles for 60, 80 years, you know, and did a great, and wrote books, gazoo. But from his early years, he chose to be in a wheelchair. And so he spent his life in a wheelchair. And everybody loved him. Everybody thought he was wonderful. Everybody thought, what a man, what a mind, what a brilliance. He gets up on the platform and he speaks for 2 hours on deep introspective subjects and on intellectual subjects and on factual subjects of history, of ancient cultures, and he's fantastic. Now, nobody noticed that he was in a wheelchair. He got up on the stage in Los Angeles on his Philosophical Society's organizational building, a great big place, a big auditorium. And he'd roll up on that stage with his wheelchair, and there'd be a vase in the middle full of flowers, and he'd go next to it, and then he'd look at the audience, and he'd start talking. And the audience would melt. They would just melt. They didn't see his body. You see, the thing is, he put himself in the wheelchair, mentally. He had to. He put himself in that limited condition, because it gave him more time to write, I guess. But regardless, he still traveled all over the world. He still researched his books. He still did all these wonderful things. Now, did he have to be in his wheelchair? No. Did he have to die, even? No. But he decided to, well, it's the time, you know. I'm 90 years old plus, it's time to go. And so he went. But you see, if we would maintain our cars in ideal position, what do they do with a classic car? What's a classic car? A classic car, yes?
A Lexus.
No. A Lexus, yes, maybe, but it's not classic yet. It's not old enough. But a classic car is a car that's 20 years old, perhaps, you know. It has maybe even more, but it's 20 years old, let's just say, for discussion's sake. And when you see a classic car, what does it look like? Perfect. And there's not a dust spot on there. The windshield is perfect, the original windshield. The paint job is fabulous, beautiful. Everything about it is in perfect condition. Anything that needed maintenance got maintenance. And it runs as good today as it did when it was first, or perhaps even better, when it was first built. And when it was first built, it was designed to run 40, 50 miles an hour. That was, you know, not top speed, but that was cruising speed. But that's the way you drive it. And if you drive it today, the way it's designed to be driven, it'll last forever. It will. And you maintain. What's the key, the clue? Maintenance. You maintain it. Now, how do you maintain a car? Oh, I love you, car. You're such a nice car. Oh, I love you, car. You're nice to drive in. You're so comfortable, you know. And it's nice to sit in your seats. It's nice to drive. I feel so not secure, but so comfortable in you, you know. All is so bequem. Now, what does that mean? That means that it's filled with love. It's filled with maintenance. If a dust speck gets on there, take your handkerchief or your shirt and wipe it off. You love it. Now, can you say the same thing for your body? That you love your body? And unfortunately, no. Because you will sometimes stub your toe. Shame on you. Your navigation system is not in perfect order. You stubbed your toe. We should never stub our toe. Sometimes we have a bad tummy because we put something into our car that we shouldn't have put into it. We put the wrong kind of petrol in, wrong kind of gas. And of course, then we get the wrong kind of results. But if we feed our car, if we feed our body the ideal food, which is food filled with love, you know, I want to say this, and I want to say this so strongly that it gets home to all of us. It's not what you cook. It's how you cook. A mother who cooks her meals with love for her family, regardless of what it is, it can be wonderful and great and glorious, or it can be simple as can be. The mother who cooks with love, her family is filled with love. That family sits at that table and eats in love. And love is all they know in that family. And their bodies are filled with love. And that family is healthy, even if they have what you might consider less than a perfect diet. They're healthy because mother feeds them love. And now mother doesn't know she's doing this. This is just her nature. Now, if it's not our nature to do that, we can learn it. But if it's our nature to do it, that's all the better. It's all the more wonderful. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to give that same type of treatment that you give to your classic car or that you give to your special family that you love with all your heart, and you just make everything so perfect. And you know, when you're serving a perfect dinner to your family, and you take the soup ladle and you come to each table plate, you know, and you don't drip a drop of soup anywhere except in the bowl. You don't drip it on them or on the table or on you do it so perfectly, not because you want to, but it's just you can't do it. You have so much love in you. You have so much love in you to do it so perfectly that you do it perfectly. And so you fill that bowl just in half an inch from the top with soup. And there's soup left over. But you go around to everybody and you serve it. And, oh, goody, goody. And the special attention that you get from mommy or whoever is serving the soup means so much. Now, if food, which seems something that you can't put energy into it or love into it, but you can, if food does that, and people do that, and the whole package is wrapped in that wonderful feeling of love, just imagine what your body would be if you were to give yourself the energy massage every day. Just a few minutes, take your fingers, gently go over your body, a hair's width off your body. If you touch, it's okay, but that's not your purpose. You're not massaging with your fingers, you're massaging with your energy. And so you go over and say, I like me, 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 I like me. And just go over every piece of your body, whatever you can feel, and what you can't reach. Well, you can reach everything pretty well. I think you can reach everything. And you just say, I like me. And what happens? Your body reverberates that energy back and forth between your fingers and your body. And that energy is infinite. Just remember, one atom has the power to be a bomb and do interesting power. Well, your fingertips are filled with millions of atoms. Millions of atoms. 10^9 of atoms are in your fingertip alone. Now, that's a lot of atoms, you know. They're really tiny, and they're really powerful. So you got all that energy working on your body when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I hear you. He's got 2 minutes, and then he walks out the door, right? Right? Henry is leaving at exactly 8:30, and he has 2 minutes. Huh?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm not aware of that? Do you think I'm not aware that I want Henry to leave here happy and right on the minute, like his plans are? Do you think
all
that?
All is in divine order.
All is in
divine order. I don't want people to think I'm real German.
All is in divine order. Now, just... You love that, don't you? Just remember, the energy massage is such a blessing, and it's so inexpensive. It just takes 5 minutes of your time, as many times a day as you want to do it. And if you do it over your naked body, that's beautiful. If you do it over your clothed body, that's beautiful. If you are doing it to your body, then your body feels it and knows it. What is the purpose of it? Your body wants to know that you love it and want to keep it around. And you want to keep it around eternally. Not just 80 years. You want to keep it eternally. You want to keep it forever. For you really do keep it forever. But, you see, do you want to keep your physical body visible forever? Or whatever you want. Do you want to be invisible whenever you want to be, huh? Or do you want to be visible whenever you want to be? Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. And just do anything you want to do. Go anywhere you want to go and experience anything. And then also, I say, Sibyl calls me from Nigeria and says, Herb, we've got a wedding this afternoon. Could you pop down and do it for me? I'm not able to do it like I'd like to. Sure. And so, pop, there I am in Nigeria giving the wedding. Now, is that unreasonable? No. Does Seville think I can do it?
Yes.
Do I think I can do it?
Yes.
Will we do it when we choose to?
Yes.
Yes. See, now, Christy in London, my goodness, it's the same time in London as it is in Nigeria. What would happen if Christy thought of me?
You're dead.
Like that?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
I am there. Our bodies are willing to do anything we want them to do if you want them to do it. Do you want them to do it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, today, treat your body like you treat a classic car, and even better, by saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And take the energy massage and give it to yourself. And say, I love, I like me, I like me, I like me. I mean, we love everything, but to say you like your body, oh, this stinking old body is fat, it's thin, it's skinny, it's tall, it's, you know, love it. And it'll be everything you could ever dream for it. So with that, we now send Henry on his way, flying across the continent to Florida, from one side to the other. And we say, Henry, bon voyage and happy days, and it's a joy to have you here.
Thank you.
And thank you all for being with us this wonderful morning. Now we got to do a repeat of this on Friday when you guys leave. So here we go again. Life is filled with thrills and thrills. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.